From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The Turkish airport is completely open after suicide bombers attacked the Istanbul airport, killing at least 36 people and injuring dozens more. Turkish Airlines says it has resumed all flight operations, and Washington lifted a stoppage of flights between the U.S. and the Istanbul airport late Tuesday. The Turkish prime minister is blaming the Islamic State group for the attack. Some of the passengers who barely escaped the attack arrived in New York late Tuesday.
I can't believe it. That, you know, I feel like, how are we alive? Like, you know, if the flight was delayed 2 hours, we would have been exactly in that spot. So, I mean, looking at the pictures, we were right there. So it's just horrific. It's just unbelievable. And it's just speechless, really, you know? So it keeps happening and happening. Just happened in Belgium. Just happened just now in Istanbul. So I can't even fly anymore. I'm, like, so scared. So everybody in the flight the same way. I mean, it's just disbelief. I mean, we're so lucky we got away with it, it looks like.
So far, no one is claiming responsibility for the attack. The Islamic State group has been blamed for two suicide bombings earlier this year in Istanbul, targeting foreign tourists. The Kurdish rebel group, PKK, also has carried out suicide bombings, but usually targets are security forces. European Union leaders are meeting for a second day in Britain, and rather in Brussels, and Britain's pending departure from the EU. Prime Minister David Cameron met with EU leaders for the first time Tuesday since British voters chose to quit the European Union.
But they were very constructive discussions. They were very positive. They were very calm. They were very understanding that Britain should seek and Europe should seek the closest possible relations as Britain leaves the EU.
Cameron, who says he will resign because of the Brexit vote, says he will not be involved in the process of negotiating Britain's departure from the European Union. French President François Hollande says that Britain should not expect any special treatment once it leaves, including access to Europe's single market. The head of the EU Commission is urging Britain to clarify its position soon. France and others in the EU fear the longer Britain waits, the more economic damage could occur. This is VOA News. Toyota is recalling more than 3 million vehicles globally for faulty airbags and defective emissions control units. The Japanese automaker latest recall of 2.5 million vehicles for emissions control unit defects comes just hours after it recalled nearly 1.5 million for potentially dangerous airbags. The automaker on Wednesday said the recall is for the models of the Prius Hybrid, the Prius Plug-in, and the Lexus CT200. Toyota says the recall is not related to Takata, the airbag supplier responsible for massive recalls over the past few months. Volkswagen has agreed to a nearly $15 billion settlement of consumer and environmental claims related to its emissions rigging scandal that broke in the U.S. last September. But the U.S. Deputy Attorney General Sally Quinlan Yates says the settlement does not end its case against Volkswagen.
While this announcement is an important step forward in achieving justice for the American people, let me be clear. It is by no means the last step. The settlements do not resolve the government's pending claims for civil penalties under the Clean Air Act, nor do they resolve pending claims concerning the 3-liter diesel vehicles. In addition, the settlements do not address any potential criminal liability.
A judge in California will hold a hearing next month to decide on whether to grant preliminary approval of the settlements. The U.S. Justice Department is beginning a new program to train more than 28,000 federal law enforcement agents, prosecutors, and other staffers to recognize and address what it calls unconscious bias in the workplace. The training will include issues of race, ethnicity, gender, religion, and sexual orientation. The Deputy Attorney General Sally Yates said the department has a responsibility to ensure the criminal justice system is fair. And climate change will be a priority during President Barack Obama's discussions in Canada Wednesday at the North American Leaders Summit in Ottawa. The U.S. and Canada have already committed to cutting methane gas emissions by 40% to 45% below the 2012 levels. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.